everyone. I am Dr. Sharon H. Porter, Leadership Development Coach and Coordinator for the Assistant Principal Induction Program for the Office of Talent Development in Prince George's County Public Schools. And this is the APIP Leadership Chat. And we are meeting the participants of Cohort 5, and today we are meeting Ms. Sharita Hogan. Sharita has always had a desire for education and training. During her 15 years as a secondary educator, she has served as a special education teacher, honors reading and English and language arts teacher, department chairperson, curriculum writer, program coordinator, mentor teacher, and professional development and corporate trainer for a Maryland school system. Ms. Hogan enjoys working with youth on all levels and began working with nonprofit organizations in various roles, including director, president, and chief information officer. Sharita attended Frostburg State University, where she graduated with a Bachelor of Science degree in early childhood education and a minor in sociology. She also earned a dual master's degree from Frostburg State in special education and health education. Ms. Hogan earned her third master's of science in education administration from Trinity University. Sharita's passion for learning has led her to attend Harvard University for continuing education courses focusing on data analysis, business diagnostics, and organizational improvement. Ms. Hogan loves spending time with her family, friends, reading, traveling, and dancing. Sharita, congratulations and welcome to the APIP Leadership Chat.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. So why did you want to become an assistant principal?
I've always thought about getting into administration after starting teaching, and what really drove me to want to become an assistant principal was just really wanting to help teachers hone in on their craft and do better at what they do as an educator, as well as work still being able to work with students. I'm really big on academics and just being able to help teachers look at things in a different light, maybe try to bring some new ideas or different ideas to their classrooms, as well as just to make sure that our students are coming to school and learning with a purpose, and sometimes tricking our students to learn without them knowing that they're learning.
Wow. So who has been an educational mentor to you?
I have several educational mentors, and all of them were past administrators. I have two past principals and two past assistant principals who really helped me to laser in my focus to see that this is really what I want to do. And it was basically just them encouraging me to become vulnerable in my job and allowing myself to become vulnerable and knowing that it's okay. And then I grew so much. Being able to go to them and ask them anything, being able to go to one of my principals and letting her know that I'm interested in being an assistant principal and asking her if there were any opportunities in the building that I could do some things that would help me in my path of getting to where I am now.
So what specifically in your educational career do you feel that has most prepared you for your new role as an assistant principal?
There were two things. One was my last position as a mentor teacher. And as a mentor teacher, I didn't get the opportunity to travel to various schools like the other mentor teachers did, and I was stationed at one particular school. But being able to go into the classroom and have the focus of working with teachers through the FFT lens, that really drove the passion that I have with helping teachers and wanting to do it on a different level. And then the second thing was last school year, the school in where I was that I was stationed, one of the administrators was out on medical leave, and the principal knew that what I was interested in moving into, and she asked me if I wouldn't mind helping out. So there were several roles that I took on that the administrator who was gone were in charge of doing. So I was doing lunch duty. I was on the hallways monitoring classrooms and a variety of tasks that other assistant principals do on a daily basis. So being able to have just a little taste made me really, really hungry for it.
Okay, and so what are you most looking forward to this school year?
This school year I'm really looking forward to honing in on my craft and learning everything that I can about being an assistant principal. I'm also looking forward to those aha moments that I had in the classroom with students. I'm looking forward to that same feeling with my teachers as well as with my students.
Well, I would love to just tell you congratulations again, and I know that you're going to have a dynamic school year. So thank you, Ms. Sherita Hogan.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. And, guys, this has been APEP Leadership Chat, and we've been chatting with Ms. Sherita Hogan. She is the new assistant principal at Charles Carroll Middle School, and this is the APEP Leadership Chat. You can follow the Assistant Principal Induction Program across all social media platforms at APIPPGCPS.